Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right, let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Miles Smith, hello.
Hello.
Hey, you know what? This is exciting to have you in on Absolute Radio Country, because one of the things that I'm always trying to do with country music is say, hey, country music's for everybody. You don't have to think you love country music. You probably already dig some country music. And you're the perfect artist, because what you do just spans so many different genres. I would assume, and you tell me here if I'm wrong, that you just love music. It's not about the genre.
Absolutely. I like music in itself, the way it, like, you know, it transcends everything and just brings people so much closer together. I think the genre is like almost the least important part sometimes.
I think so. I agree with that, because ultimately it's about people connecting with something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's just like a language that's global and shared, you know. It's something that, you know, whether you're from deep in Nashville or, you know, like me from Luton, it's a shared language that just helps you connect.
Absolutely. So you've got a new single, Stay If You Want to Dance. And are people trying to put this one into a box?
Oh, this one's been quite funny. I've had no boxes yet. And hopefully it stays that way, which has been pretty nice. But yeah, people seem to be reacting to it really nicely and loving the song, which is always a good thing.
And I suppose also, by you kind of being so prevalent in so many different genres, it makes it easier for people to open their minds a little bit. So it might be that country fans who discovered you with Lainey Wilson and Nice to Meet You, or with Shaboozey and Blink Twice, who might not have found their way to this new single, are suddenly fans of yours and they're loving on it as well.
Yeah, it's been really cool, you know. And I think that all the artists that I fell in love with sort of do that as well, whether that be like Post Malone. You know, he started off as a melodic rapper and then went into R&B, then pop, and now he's in country. Or, you know, you look at Ed and seeing him go from singer-songwriter to like big pop to now like more folky elements. It's like there's just been some really awesome like genre blending that's been going on, and hopefully if I could do the same and you know, emulate basically just doing stuff that I love and people following me on that journey, that's amazing.
So let's talk about your country journey. Mm-hmm. So when you were growing up in Luton, was country kind of anywhere in your world? Were you listening to country? How did you find yourself in this world?
No, country found me like really, really late. Like probably only the last like 3 years I've come to understand it. And it was, part of it was going to America and going to Nashville for the first time like 3 or 4 years ago and being like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah, because it's like a wonderland of country, isn't it?
A wonderland. And like, it was like music that I'd heard and maybe exaggerated through some of the biggest songs. But when you go and live up close with the music that's been written and you listen to the storytelling that's in country, it just blows your mind, and it's mental.
The storytelling is something that a lot of people talk about and that we talk about, because, you know, songs, not all of them, but mm-hmm. some of the best ones take you on a journey and tell a story. And I think that country music probably does the storytelling better than a lot of other genres.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So how did you find yourself in Nashville? Did you go, because a lot of people think about Nashville, and of course it is the center of country music, but it's known as Music City because so many different types of music are produced there and made there, and the quality of the session musicians and the songwriters is just second to none. So it's not just country artists that are going to Nashville. How did mm-hmm. you find yourself in Nashville?
I found myself in Nashville because sort of like 3 or 4 years ago, I really wanted to expand my palette with music. Like, when you grow up in London and you surround yourself with people from London and you write in London, it's like your music sort of sounds very British and very UK-led, which is not a bad thing whatsoever. But I've always wanted to, like, hear more and be influenced by more. And so I found myself going to Nashville purely to be inspired, and I came back, like, extremely inspired by it.
And also, it's just a wonderful city. Aside from whether you're there for work or whether you're there for fun, it's just a wonderful
vibey city. You cannot help but like step off the plane and you are instantly, music is literally coming from every corner.
And it's amazing. I mean, even the fact you could fly a guitar for free in yeah. and out of BNA, which is the Nashville
Airport.
They
know what's what.
Yeah, it's wicked.
Yeah, absolutely. So your collab with Lainey Wilson, isn't she a lovely person? Oh,
she's amazing.
For her to be as massive as she is and kind of keep that sweet spirit about her is wonderful. Did she not get you in some bell bottoms and a cowboy hat?
No, she tried, but no, Lainey is incredible. And speaking to her, the first few conversations were a struggle because the accent was so
thick. It is
thick,
yeah.
And I was like, just smile and wave.
Yeah, just nod.
But we got there eventually and, you know, just her love and passion for music was just something that I was drawn to. And sort of when the stars aligned with Nice to Meet You, because I was looking for, you know, a way to adapt it and a way to give the song a different life. And she was a massive fan of the song, so she reached out on like a random Tuesday. She was like, I really love this song, I'd love to, you know, reinvent it. I was like, it just worked perfectly. And you know, at the time it was just a shock to me that, you know, someone with so many accolades and so much success was just like, I love this song. And I think that's what I love about country. It's about the music, not who you are, which is what makes it amazing.
And also Shaboozy came knocking, or did you go knocking at Shaboozy?
No, Shaboozy came knocking. He had the record Blink Twice, like 70-80% there. And he was like, you know, I really want you on this song. He's like, I think we should do it together. And I heard it once and I was like, I love this record. And it was beautiful.
Yeah, and Shaboozy, he's one of those artists, you know, that I've met and we've had on the show. His deep understanding of the roots of country, I think, is something that a lot of people wouldn't assume, or it might shock them, because I think there's a lot of, you know, traditionalists in country music who think like country music is this, it's not this. And then you speak to Shaboozy, who had such enormous success, kind of like yourself, across genres. But then you talk to him and he talks about these deep old school country cuts and country artists. And so that is kind of the foundation for everything that he does. And so it gives it a real kind of solidity and roots, I think.
100%. And spending time with Shaboozy, he's taught me a lot about country that I didn't know, you know. And like you said, like, he can talk about country, like really talk about country to the point you're like, are you connected to ChatGPT somehow?
I would rather a Shaboozy chat.
So would I. I'm sure they'll get his voice on there someday.
Absolutely.
But no, he's really locked in with it, and it's just beautiful when you see artists who are so passionate about a genre and understanding it. And it's sort of what I try to do. It's like I try to really branch out, but to do it in a real and authentic way, and understand it, not just because it's cool or because it's trending or whatever, but because I have a genuine interest in the music. And I grew up listening to punk and screamo and found myself doing
screamo. I was gonna ask what your first passions were. So was it screamo?
I'd say punk over screamo, but I had a little flirt with Black Veil Brides and Slipknot for a long while in my life, and I was like, damn, this is good.
Did you ever think about going that direction?
I had a band when I was like 9 called like Negative 99.
Was it a screamo band?
It was. Amazing. Yeah. And we didn't know that screamo was just gaining the mic. So we used to scream.
Ruining your voice.
Back in primary school, my mum used to come upstairs like, are you okay, sir?
The neighbours were like,
just
I don't
imagine
know
a
what.
Jamaican mum with her son upstairs screaming. Like, she was like, has the devil got into you? What's going on?
Oh, so your mum's Jamaican?
Yeah.
You know, Jamaica actually has a real embrace of country music as well.
It does.
You wear that.
Yeah.
It's weird how something, I mean, this goes back to kind of what we were saying, right? There's all these different genres and people assume that only, you know, this demographic or this geographical place or whatever is into it. And then, of course, like you said at the start of this, like, music in general is such a global thing that I just don't know why anybody would close their ears to anything if it kind of resonates with them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So is your mum into screamo?
I could say no.
You've played the Ryman, which is like the mother church of country music in Nashville. And it's got you have so many accolades. You know, we're concentrating on just a few of them here, kind of in the country space. But the Ryman, it's one of those venues like the Albert Hall or like the, you know, the Grand Ole Opry itself that people just aspire to play. And it is one of those venues that I know as an audience member when I'm in there, you just feel the history that's kind of seeped in to that old church. Like when you played it, you must have been aware of it, but then I guess it's different going in there and feeling it.
Yeah, it was, you feel it instantly. It's it is like walking into Albert Hall, you know. It was, and when I first played that, and I was lucky to do that with Dave Matthews, that was an experience. But when I did the Ryman, it's like you suddenly realise the emphasis on what it means culturally.
Yeah.
And to be able to play it so early in my career was just incredible. And to sort of see packed seats in such a beautiful setting was just amazing. And yeah, for a seated venue, I don't think anyone sat down for the full 90 minutes. So it was a great experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you know that they're into it. I mean, also, there are wooden church pews and they're not very comfortable, but that had nothing to do with the people standing up, Miles. I'm sure of it. So now that you've done all of these kind of things and you keep expanding, and now with the new one, Stay If You Want to Dance, you know, we've got new stuff from you and new fans coming on board. I know that we don't want to ever put music into a box, but now that you've seen this whole country world and just how varied it is, do you think that like an entire country album would ever happen from you?
Ooh, a country album. I would, if I were to do that, I would have to go and like live in Nashville for like 6 months and like truly embrace it, because I wouldn't want to do it with the knowledge that I have now. Like, I'd say I know a fair bit about country, but I'd want to like really understand it and really get to grips with it to do it properly.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those genres that you just don't want to disrespect, if that makes sense.
Sure.
It's like, not that any genre should, but particularly country and again, like folk as well. They're like, I think they're genres that take real care. And so I'd want to do it properly, but I would never write it off. It's a really cool idea.
And, you know, living in Nashville for 6 months, there's certainly worse places.
Yeah, definitely.
You could have Nashville hot chicken every day. you would end up with, when you were there, did you see all those places where you buy one pair of cowboy boots and you get two free?
Yeah, it's wild.
You get three pair of cowboy boots for the price of one pair of cowboy boots.
And what's funnier is that they're marketed as these will last you a lifetime. So I'm like,
will they?
Do I need three pairs if one pair lasts me a lifetime?
Yeah. Also, I just came with carry-on luggage.
Yeah,
I am not. And where am I putting this cowboy hat?
100%.
Did you see anybody with it? It's funny, at that airport at B&A, flying out, you know, you were talking about they'll fly your guitar for free, but did you see anybody with a suitcase that is specifically for their cowboy hat?
Oh, yeah.
It's a cowboy hat with a handle, and everybody's standing there with their three pair of cowboy boots.
It's so cool, though. It is really cool. Like, I've never seen some of the stuff that I've seen at B&A.
I know.
Like that I've seen at the rest of the world. It's like, that is a bit like, I'd say, the equivalent of like what it would be like to an American going to Brixton train station. It's like, you'll never see some of the stuff that you see anywhere else in the world.
Less patchouli and incense.
For sure. Than
Brixton.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it is a special place. And also, you know, The Carpet has its own Instagram account?
Huh?
The Carpet at B&A is like this legendary old school. They're slowly getting rid of it because they're redoing it. But people are obsessed with The Carpet. And when they were redoing it, people got so upset that they were ripping the carpet out that they had to agree to leave some of the original carpet in one bit. And you can buy squares of the carpet because people love it so much.
I might buy a square.
Get a square of the V&A carpet. And also, in terms of that airport, you know, you go to Ibiza, you get out of the in the airport, and there's a club. Mm-hmm. You go to Vegas, at the airport, there's a casino.
Yeah.
You go to Nashville, you get off the plane, and there's a honky tonk with somebody performing.
It's amazing. And you can buy a guitar, like, at departures. Yeah. It was like, I've never seen it. Like, there was a guitar shop now in departures. So I'm like, not only have I got no more hand luggage, I'm going to bring a guitar on board too.
I mean, literally, trying to convince BA to let you put a hat, three pairs of cowboy boots, and another guitar in the overhead luggage storage. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Miles Smith, it was a real pleasure to meet you. Thank you for coming in and
saying howdy to
us. Congratulations on your immense success, not just in country music, but right across the board. And I think that, you know, you're doing what we all want musicians that we relate to and love to do, which is to bring more people in to different types of music and show that actually all of these kind of divisions and all of these boxes and all of these genres, they're just a construct really, and it's all about good music. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you having me as well.
Hey, that's a pleasure. Oh, no, let's go boot shopping.
Let's do it.
Hey, instead of us each buying our own boots, we could just split the pair of one and then we would still have three pairs of cowboy boots.
That maths is...
Right?
That's incredible.
All right, we're off. See you, Miles. Thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.